Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we dreamed too small, when we arrived safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of the things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the water of life. Stir us, Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture on wider seas where storms will show your mastery, where in losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hope and to push us into the future with courage, hope, and love. Amen. Good morning, dear ones. By now, this 16th century prayer, attributed to Sir Francis Drake, a seaman of the Queen's Royal Navy, may sound familiar to some of you. I have used it quite a bit over the years, including here during our first year together at Trinity. It seems appropriate in so many different contexts. When we're at the beginning of a new adventure and we are unsure of how to start. Or sometimes in the middle when we feel stuck and unsure of our next steps. Or even as we near completion of something, as we round the corner and we're feeling tired and weary and uncertain of how to cross the finish line. Years ago, when I used to serve on a bishop's staff, I would use it to open vestry and parish meetings in hopes of setting an expectant tone, reminding us, as poet Wendell Berry so beautifully says, what we need is here. It's a prayer that helps me veer away from fear and doubt and pulls me into a mindset of possibility and hope. I guess what some might call faith. It's a prayer I have thought of as a vehicle to help move us from being fearful to faithful. And while it is beautiful to be sure, it is just words. And so today I want to go a bit deeper and explore that movement. What moves us from fear to faith? Are they complete opposites? Are they two sides of the same coin? Is it possible that rather than being distinct opposites, they actually share some important similarities? I wonder. Both fear and faith make sense only in relation to something that is unknown and challenging and difficult or threatening. Fear is born out of a sense of those things that make us afraid. Similarly, many of those same things are what summon a sense of conviction or faith in us. In other words, in the face of things that are unknown, challenging, difficult, or threatening, it almost always seems like there is a clear choice in front of us. Fear or faith? And that brings us to the story we just heard in the Gospel of Mark. The story of Jesus calming the wind and the sea and calling out the disciples' fear and asking why they don't have faith. Sounds like a pretty uncomfortable, binary, limiting choice, I know, but I am going to go there this morning because I think there are times when we do need to make a choice. Times when we need to draw the line in the proverbial sand and say, this is where I stand. This is one of those times when who we are is defined in part by how we respond. Typically, I'm cautious about making such a hard distinction, either fear or faith. Because I tend to believe that faith doesn't eliminate fear as much as it just makes it possible to deal with. At the same time, it does feel like responding in fear or responding in faith are two very different responses we can choose to have in many of the same situations. In short, I believe choosing to respond in faith much of the time is what it means to follow Jesus. It is the work of discipleship. It has very little to do with having the answers, and much more to do with leaning into the discomfort of not always knowing, but learning to trust in the source and energy of what we call God, what others may call eternal and expansive love. So maybe in the end, the issue is not whether we're afraid. Everybody gets afraid. So what? How will we respond? So back to our original question, what moves us from fear to faith? Or at least what enables us, even when we are afraid of something that is unknown and challenging and difficult, to act in faith rather than to be paralyzed by fear? Well, it seems that it's not the miracle Jesus performs this morning that really makes any difference to the disciples. In fact, as I've read and reread this gospel lesson for today, they actually seem more afraid than they did before they woke him up. They may have shifted a bit from their initial fear of dying. They ask him, "Don't you care that we are perishing?" Maybe they've shifted a bit to more of a, "Holy crap, who is this guy that even the wind and the sea will stop?" Now that's some fear. They're still afraid. I am simply pointing this out because we tend to think that faith would be easier if God could just give me a miracle, summon up something, prove that you are all-knowing, all-omnipotent, and going to take care of me. I don't think that's what makes the difference. That is not the case here in this story, and I dare say it is not usually the case in our lives either. Instead, as we listen to the story of the disciples, while they may not stop being afraid, we hear something change. We hear something change as they go from asking, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" to "Who then is this?" They no longer care about the what, the miracle. Instead, they start caring about the who, about Jesus. So maybe the answer to our question, what moves us from fear to faith, is as simple as it is profound. What moves us from fear to faith is relationship. It's the move from what to who, the move from event to person, from an ambiguous miracle to a real relationship. You see, faith in the end isn't about believing a certain set of cognitive propositions about when or how God created the earth. Faith isn't about whether or not Jonah actually lived in the belly of a whale. Faith is not about the nature of Scripture's authority or inerrancy. Faith isn't even about Mary's marital status when Jesus was born. Faith is about exploring a relationship with the source of love that is unable to be contained by any one single religious tradition. So responding in faith rather than fear is about relationship with each person we meet, learning to be more and more open and generous and kind. Responding in faith rather than fear means we make choices not because we are never afraid, but because love conquers fear. Fear that keeps us divided and alone and oh so small and less than living into the dream that God has for each and every one of our lives. Responding in faith rather than fear means that we choose to build communities of celebration and connection so that the world might see that there is a different way. Responding in faith rather than fear means that we will stand on the side of those who are marginalized,
for lost, so that we can say those four powerful words that we have heard the apostles and the angels and the prophets say in Scripture again and again and again.